Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com. Tonight on the Worldview Report, four more young, healthy people, three of them athletes, die suddenly with no explanation as to why. Also tonight, we have a shocking report from Naomi Wolf showing that within the first 90 days of the Pfizer vaccine rollout in 2021, 61 Americans died of strokes. The company and the government regulators knew this and not only kept the information hidden from the public, but they continued to push the vaccines on Americans, telling them they were safe and effective. Kremlin puts the Western-backed regime in Ukraine on notice. If tanks fire shells with depleted uranium cores, like those used in the former Yugoslavia and in Iraq, those weapons will be considered a dirty bomb and dealt with accordingly. A major win for medical freedom among doctors as a judge weighs in against Gavin Newsom's medical disinformation law. And the European Union puts its stamp of approval on insect larvae as a source of protein for humans. The bugs could be in cereals, pastas, cookies, and other foods in a matter of months. And those eating them won't even know it. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We lead off tonight with the snowballing phenomenon of young, healthy athletes dying suddenly. Jesse Lemonnier, a linebacker who played for the Detroit Lions in seven games in 2021, died suddenly and unexpectedly at the age of just 25. The team made the announcement Thursday. The young man went undrafted after going to Liberty University and was signed to the Lions practice squad in September 2021. He was later promoted to the active roster and appeared in seven games for Detroit, including starting two games, lodging eight tackles and 1.5 sacks. Lemonnier had recently signed with the Birmingham Stallions of the USFL. His agent confirmed that Lemonnier and his girlfriend were expecting a child. The cause of death was not released. On Monday, a freshman college student at Grand Canyon University in Arizona died suddenly after collapsing during a workout on campus. Stephen Spellman, 18, died suddenly after suffering from a, quote, medical emergency, end quote, that took place on campus. That's according to a statement from his university. Quote, it is with heavy hearts and great sadness that we share that a student, Stephen Spellman, passed away last night from a medical emergency that occurred on campus, end quote. GCU wrote on its social media account, quote, Please keep Stephen's friends and the GCU community in your thoughts and prayers during this difficult time, end quote. First responders attempted to revive Stephen, and an automated external defibrillator was administered on site. He was then transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. No cause of death has been released. In other news, within the first 90 days of the Pfizer vaccine rollout in 2021, 61 people died of strokes. Also, there was evidence that the spike protein had traveled throughout the body, into the brain, into the adrenals, liver, kidneys, the ovaries. And of the more than 20 pregnancies that occurred, most all of those records, well, they disappeared, quote, disappeared. But the 36 records remaining about these babies tell us this. Sadly, 85% of them died in utero due to the shot. The FDA, the DOD, the CDC, and the White House, they knew all about this data. And they knew about it in real time. And yet, not only did they keep pushing the shots on the American public, they mandated them across great swaths of our population. Folks, this is mass murder. So says journalist Dr. Naomi Wolf, who added that it, quote, looks like a bioweapon, end quote. Dr. Wolf and her team of 3,500 experts have documented all of this and put it in a short ebook. Listen to her presentation here in an interview with journalist Alex Newman.
Strokes. The CDC just recently admitted that they have some concerns about strokes and the Pfizer injection that they're investigating. They conveniently released it on a Friday afternoon. What did you guys find? And do you think the CDC is treating this with enough urgency?
Well, thank you so much. These are the right questions to ask. Well, I should say that I'm not the one doing the heavy lifting. The credit really belongs to our project director, Amy Kelly, and these 3,500 experts, these biostatisticians, physicians, RNs, professors of cardiology, extraordinary experts in their fields, lab clinicians, and so on. And they have read through the 55,000 documents released under court order by lawyer Aaron Seary. So I think personally, the CDC is reacting to a report that we published, which was pretty damning. We published it last week and the CDC responded 2 days later. Our report, our experts report based on the Pfizer documents showed that there were 61 people who dropped dead from stroke within 90 days of the injection, and that of the hundreds of stroke adverse events in the Pfizer documents within that brief time period, half of them took place within 48 hours. And so this is a very damning indication of, you know, correlation is not causation, but when you have half of people who have stroke getting their adverse event within 48 hours, that's pretty serious signal of causation of something wrong related to stroke. And it's extraordinary that this didn't bring everything to a halt, because as Dr. Makary said on Tucker Carlson, I believe last night, other vaccines have been pulled for many fewer deaths in August of 2021, that there was an elevated heart damage risk. And even then they downplayed it, as you recall. But in those 4 months, there was a heavy PR push to parents to get their teens and their young adults vaccinated, and also college mandates. In the Pfizer documents, here's one that's huge. Pfizer's script, the FDA's script and the CDC script, said that the spike protein does not stay in the body and that it can't affect your baby if you're pregnant. This is a lie, and they knew it. Dr. Robert Chandler, a very distinguished sports medicine physician who treats the Angels and the Lakers and other major teams, did a blistering report showing that Pfizer knew that the lipid nanoparticles and spike protein within 48 hours accumulate in every organ of the body, but notably in the brain, the liver, the adrenals, the spleen, and in women, the ovaries.
Remember, these are the documents that Pfizer and its government regulators wanted to keep hidden from the American public for 75 years. This will ultimately be exposed as the biggest, most grotesque act of organized genocide and cover-up in history. kudos to Dr. Wolf for doing her part to help hasten the day for what we pray will be a reckoning. In other news, the Daily Mail reports that a Kremlin official has warned that Russia will consider the use of any depleted uranium weapons in their new NATO tanks as nuclear dirty bombs. The West agreed last week to arm Kiev with dozens of state-of-the-art tanks, modernizing the attritional warfare seen on the battlefield in the past 11 months. Konstantin Gavrilov, head of Russia's delegation on the OSCE and that Forum on Security Cooperation, claimed that Ukraine could arm their German-supplied Leopard 2 tanks with uranium core armor-piercing shells. The ammunition known as the Silver Bullet, which was used by the U.S. in the Gulf War and during Allied bombing in Kosovo and Yugoslavia, uses dense, depleted uranium or spent uranium fuel to penetrate the thick steel of enemy tanks. Depleted uranium is less radioactive than the isotopes used in nuclear bombs. But months after the end of Operation Allied Force in Yugoslavia, Italian soldiers were diagnosed with leukemia linked to the Silver Bullet. On hitting a tank or bunker, they disintegrate with up to 40% of the uranium, which is still radioactive, well, and then it turns into fine powder. Gavrilov said, quote, "We warn Western sponsors of the Kiev military machine from encouraging nuclear provocations and blackmail. We know that the Leopard 2 tank, as well as the Bradley and Martyr infantry fighting vessels, are armed with uranium core armor-piercing projectiles, the use of which leads to contamination of the area, as happened in Yugoslavia and Iraq," end quote. According to the Daily Mail, quote, "The weaponry is largely discontinued and there is no evidence the Leopard 2 tanks are armed with the dangerous shells," end quote. Now, let me ask you this. Do you really believe that? Microsoft Corp. was hit with a network outage Wednesday that took down its cloud platform Azure, along with services such as Teams and Outlook, potentially affecting millions of users globally. Azure's status page showed services were impacted in the Americas, Europe, Asia Pacific, Middle East, and Africa. Only services in China and its platform for governments were not hit. An outage of Microsoft's cloud computing platform, well, it can impact a variety of services and create a domino effect as almost all of the world's largest companies use the platform. Quote, "We've determined the network connectivity issue is occurring with devices across the Microsoft-wide area network," end quote. That's what Microsoft said. "This impacts connectivity between clients on the internet to Azure, as well as connectivity between services in data centers," it said. Given the World Economic Forum's repeated warnings about a major cyber attack, this does make you wonder if this wasn't some kind of dry run. Something, well, only time will tell. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you receive my weekly email newsletter? I bet many of you don't even know I have a weekly email newsletter. Well, I do, and I've been sending those out for years. I provide links to, well, radio shows, TV shows, and articles that I think are of particular importance. I think all of our shows and articles are important, but some, well, they're vital that you hear and hear in a timely manner. So I send them out in my email newsletter. You can join my free email newsletter by simply texting the initials WVW to 22828. Just text WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Just text WVW to 22828. That's 22828. When you do that, it'll send back to you a form where you put in your email and then hit send. And now you've joined my weekly free Worldview newsletter. So just simply text WVW to 22828. WVW to 22828. Thank you. Welcome back. A report from Just the News claims the Biden regime is now adopting high-tech tactics first used against the Islamic State to censor American conservatives. Citing the report, the Gateway Pundit, well, they report that the administration is colluding with big tech, private firms, and academia to use military-grade artificial intelligence to identify so-called misinformation online and replace it with the regime's preferred narrative. This project is primarily focused on two issues of concern to patriots: stolen elections and the safety of COVID vaccines. The tactics were developed in 2011 by DARPA, a secretive Pentagon unit also known as the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Funding for this effort has been funneled through the National Science Foundation. The foundation has already provided millions of dollars in government grants toward restricting law-abiding Americans' First Amendment rights. That's according to the report. The Worldview Report, well, we have consistently sounded the alarm on fraudulent elections and questioned the safety of the experimental mRNA COVID injections. So, one can only assume TWR and many other like-minded conservative news networks and outlets are squarely in the regime's crosshairs. Almost as if on cue, not long after the United States and other NATO nations pledged to send new tanks and heavy artillery to Ukraine, President Zelensky is asking for more. Now he wants warplanes. According to Zelensky's official website, he spoke in a video addressing the, quote, dream, end quote, to supply Ukraine with new aircraft to combat Russia. Quote, today I spoke with NATO Secretary General Hans Stoltenberg. We have to unlock the supply of long-range missiles to Ukraine. It is important for us to expand our cooperation in artillery. We have to achieve the supply of aircraft to Ukraine. And this is a dream. And this is a task, an important task for all of us. The more defense support our heroes at the front receive from the world, the sooner Russia's aggression will end, and the more reliable the security guarantees for Ukraine and all our partners will be after the war, end quote. Well, a top advisor to Ukraine's defense minister told Reuters by phone that, quote, the next big hurdle will now be the fighter jets, end quote. He stated that, quote, if we get them, the advantages on the battlefield will be just immense. It's not just F-16s, fourth generation aircraft. This is what we want. They didn't want to give us heavy artillery. Then they did. They didn't want to give us HIMARS systems. Then they did. They didn't want to give us tanks. Now they're giving us tanks. Apart from nuclear weapons, there is nothing left that we will not get, end quote. Protests are raging across Western Europe amid fears of World War III after Germany and the United States announced they will send advanced battle tanks to Ukraine, offering what one expert called a, quote, armored punching force, end quote, to help Kiev break combat stalemates as the Russian invasion enters its 12th month. While the news was welcomed by Ukraine and Western allies, Germans took to the streets of Munich in mass on Wednesday to protest against the decision. Chanting anti-war slogans and demanding a diplomatic solution to the war, protesters peacefully marched with the supervision of police officers. They were along on the route Wednesday night and Thursday. A new gold statue paying homage to abortion as a sacred right has been unveiled in New York City. The statue, which was erected in honor of the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg's fight for abortion rights, has been called, quote, satanic, end quote, and mocked for its horns and tentacles after it was unveiled in New York. The 8-foot sculpture named Now stands on the courthouse of the Appellate Division building in the Flatiron District, alongside the statues of famed lawmakers like Moses, Confucius, and others. Unlike the other statues, however, it bears little resemblance to its inspiration. Ginsburg was the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court and died in 2020. The sculpture's hair is like a ram's horns, and its arms have been replaced with protruding tentacles. You can see here the statue being lowered into place.
And the Sharpie line should be in the back of the plate. Thank you.
The 53-year-old Pakistani-American artist who created this monster told the New York Times that the statue was meant to symbolize, quote, a fierce woman and a form of resistance in a space that has historically been dominated by patriarchal representation, end quote. Many on social media, however, have condemned the design, calling it satanic as it stands on the historic rooftop. In other news, Senior Judge William Shub of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California on Wednesday granted a preliminary injunction in Children's Health Defense motion, halting Governor Gavin Newsom's enforcement of California's COVID-19 misinformation law. The judge found that, quote, plaintiffs have established a likelihood of success on the grounds of their 14th Amendment vagueness challenges, end quote. Rick Jaffe and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are lead attorneys on the case representing plaintiffs, Physicians for Informed Consent, and Children's Health Defense California chapter. Judge Shub's order states, quote, drawing a line between what is true and what is settled by scientific consensus is difficult, if not impossible, end quote. The judge explains, quote, because COVID-19 is such a new and evolving area of scientific study, it may be hard to determine which scientific conclusions are false at a given point in time, end quote. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. responded to the decision saying, quote, the judge's ruling confirms an important right to share and receive truthful information involving important medical decisions. Promoting health, particularly children's health, must come before all other interests, end quote. Mary Holland, president and general counsel of Children's Health Defense, said, quote, this is not only a victory for California doctors, but for professionals and citizens around the world in this battle for freedom. The right to share and receive truthful information, no matter how uncomfortable it may be for those currently in power, must remain inviolate, end quote. The order's criticism of the new law is most remarkable, quote, because the terms scientific consensus is so ill-defined, physician plaintiffs are unable to determine if their intended conduct contradicts the scientific consensus and accordingly what is prohibited by the law, end quote. Quote, the inclusion of the term standard of care only serves to further confuse the reader under the language of AB 2098. To qualify as misinformation, the information must be contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus, contrary to the standard of care. Put simply, this provision is grammatically incoherent. While statutes need not be written with mathematical precision, they must be intelligible. Vague statutes are particularly objectionable when they involve sensitive areas of First Amendment freedoms, because they operate to inhibit the exercise of those freedoms, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The European Safety Authority gave its official stamp of approval earlier this month for the human consumption of mealworms, to which companies immediately went into action to produce mealworm products. According to DW, this latest approval allows these larvae powder, frozen, paste, and dried forms and crickets to be able to be sold as powder. As of yesterday, a food additive made out of powdered crickets began appearing in foods from pizza to pasta to cereals across the European Union. Summit News reports that, quote, defatted house crickets are on the menu for Europeans across the continent, without the vast majority of them knowing it is now in their food, end quote. As per the discussion, which cited the scientific opinion of the European Food Safety Authority, quote, the additive is safe to use in a whole range of products, including but not limited to cereal bars, biscuits, pizza, pasta-based products, and whey powder, end quote. Tim Serchinger, technical director of the food program at the World Resources Institute, which is a U.S. environmental research organization, said, quote, it's such a huge challenge to deal with the rising demand for livestock products. we pretty much have to pursue every avenue of solution, end quote. And even though many of the world's political figures, investors, and activists have said that they want people to make a shift to eating more bugs and plants and less meat and dairy, the European Union Commission says this is not a push to get people to change their diets. Do you believe them? Well, I don't. DW notes that last week the commission tweeted, quote, "Nobody will be forced to eat insects," end quote. Right. But official government policy in the EU is to encourage the closure of farms and the reduction of farmland, which, folks, that translates into culling livestock herds, which translates into higher meat prices. They won't force you to buy their lab-grown meat or their insect larvae. They will just make it so the average person can no longer afford real meat. So what options will that leave you with? That's right, fake meat and insects. So don't believe their fake promises and statements of benign innocence. Quote, "We're not going to force anyone to change their diet," end quote. That's what they say. Even as they tell us in the wide open, that's what they want us to do. Check out this propaganda video by The Economist, which is a magazine catering to globalist elites owned by the Rothschild family. Watch this.
They're small, creepy, and crawly. But could insects be key to feeding the world sustainably? By 2050, there will be 10 billion human mouths to feed.
Our planet genuinely is on a collision course.
So will farming and eating insects help solve one of the 21st century's biggest challenges?
It's a solution that actually works in the small village, and one day it's going to reach the store next to you.
Today, around 2 billion people choose to eat insects on a regular basis. More than 1,900 species are eaten across 130 countries. And insects are already legally permitted in many foods sold in the West, whether you realise it or not.
A piece of chocolate, you're allowed bits of insect chitin in the chocolate because they do fall in. They get everywhere.
With an estimated 10 billion mouths to feed by 2050, changes to global consumption habits are essential. And the real value of insects may not be as individual delicacies, but as a major source of our most important nutrient, protein. Breakfast in the future is less likely to be bugs on brioche and more likely to be an insect protein shake.
I think within the next 10 to 20 years, we'll be consuming insects a lot more, but not necessarily in the form that we see here, but in the form of pasta, such as insect flour and things like that. I think that's how they're going to be in our diet.
Well, there you go. They have it all planned out for us. But don't you worry. We're not going to force you. Well, that wraps up this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for watching and tuning in. And we have a big announcement. MyPillow 2.0 has arrived. That's right. MyPillow 2.0 has now arrived. You can get it at MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code V66. When you do, you get savings, we get credit, and that's a big part of our general operating budget to bring you this show. So go and buy for yourself, for your family and friends, the brand new MyPillow 2.0. It has now arrived. This is the first day it's being announced. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code B66. You can also use that to purchase sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and much more. You can get entire mattresses delivered to your front door in a box, and the adjustable frames. Check it all out. Support a great American company led by a great American patriotic CEO, Mike Lindell, a man of faith and patriotism, while also supporting this broadcast and getting great products. Everybody wins. When you go to MyPillow.com, then you use the promo code B66. But if you don't want to support this program, then don't use the promo code B66. But I know you all want it to keep going, don't you? So please, use the promo code B66. Because remember, it takes a team of seven of us about 15 man hours a day to put all this together. And then, of course, don't forget about WVWTVstore.com. We have another big announcement today. We're making, as of today, we're just days from February, so we're going to go ahead and launch it now, free shipping February. Free February shipping. No shipping of orders of $500 or more when you order by phone our freeze-dried food. It has a 25-year shelf life. A 25-year shelf life. And we're going to give you free shipping. Some have said, I can afford the food, but the shipping puts me right over the top and now I can't afford it. Well, guess what? We're going to make sure that in these perilous times, you have the ability to purchase emergency freeze-dried food. And we're going to do our best to help make it affordable. So we're getting rid of shipping for orders over $500. When you order by phone and call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Again, 901-468-9357. Go ahead, make that order. Libby's standing by to take your order. Track it all the way to your front door. It's something your family needs, and it's a service we're offering with a reasonable profit mixed in to help, well, fund our general operating budget to keep this show going and all the other things we're doing. Don't forget about our WVW Foundation as well, WVWFoundation.com, which helps to push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation. You can make a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. Well, thanks so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care. Hello, I'm Brandon House. If you appreciate this 24-hour-a-day free broadcast platform, will you consider supporting us? One way you can support us to keep pushing out free programming to people all over the world is by joining in partnership with WVW Foundation. The WVW Foundation exists to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. If you appreciate that, we appreciate your partnering with WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. If you prefer to support us through the mail, the mailing address is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. If you prefer to support us over the phone, you can make a contribution by calling 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. Your support of the WVW Foundation, as I said, allows us to push out free programming. Many people put their programming behind a paywall. If you don't catch it live, you don't get to see it. WVW Foundation is committed to working with WVW Broadcast Network to push out programming as a ministry of the Foundation. The Foundation also sponsors a Sunday night service that I've been hosting since 2015. If you'd like to join us for our Sunday night service, you can do so every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com/live. WVWTV.com/live. Thanks again for your support of the WVW Foundation at WVWFoundation.com.